Today is the fifth day of October. Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. Here we are at the threshold of a brand new, shiny, sparkly week. And it is our custom to pay attention to these rhythms, since this is an everyday journey through the scriptures. We've come to a brand new week. The old one has passed, the new one has come. And just kind of looking at our lives incrementally, day by day, step by step, week by week, month by month, if we're paying attention, if we're just even paying attention at all, we can see the trajectory. We can see where the road is leading. We can see where we are growing. We can see where we are retreating. We can see where there are thorny patches that need to be cultivated. We can see where there's fertile soil. We can see the story we are telling with the gift of life that we've been given. And so, it's a brand new week. We are going to live it. It is inevitable. There is only one way to go, and that is forward. And we will traverse every minute and hour and day of this week. And with every thought and word and choice and action, the story will be told and the impact of our lives will be felt. And that will be for good, or that will be for evil, because we will have impact. We certainly, absolutely will have impact on those around us who are trusting us, who are loving us, who are counting on us, and who we are counting on. And so, let us pay attention. And one of the ways that we do pay attention is to continually come back to the scriptures and allow them to inform us, allow them to speak into our lives. So I am grateful to be here today for the next step forward. It's a brand new week. We'll read from the New International Version this week and continue our journey through Jeremiah. Today, chapter 4, verse 19 through 6, verse 15. Oh, my anguish, I writhe in pain. Oh, the agony of my heart. My heart pounds within me. I cannot keep silent, for I have heard the sound of the trumpet. I have heard the battle cry. Disaster follows disaster. The whole land lies in ruins. In an instant, my tents are destroyed, my shelter in a moment. How long must I see the battle standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? My people are fools. They do not know me. They are senseless children. They have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil. They know not how to do good. I looked at the earth and it was formless and empty, and at the heavens and their light was gone. I looked at the mountains and they were quaking. All the hills were swaying. I looked and there were no people. Every bird in the sky had flown away. I looked and the fruitful land was a desert. All its towns lay in ruins before the Lord, before his fierce anger. This is what the Lord says. The whole land will be ruined, though I will not destroy it completely. Therefore, the earth will mourn and the heavens above grow dark, because I have spoken and I will not relent. I have decided and will not turn back. At the sound of horsemen and archers, every town takes to flight. Some go into the thickets, some climb up among the rocks. All the towns are deserted. No one lives in them. What are you doing, you devastated one? Why dress yourself in scarlet and put on jewels of gold? Why highlight your eyes with makeup? You adorn yourself in vain. Your lovers despise you. They want to kill you. I hear a cry as of a woman in labor, a groan as of one bearing her first child, the cry of daughter Zion gasping for breath, stretching out her hands and saying, "Alas, I am fainting. My life is given over to murderers." Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem. Look around and consider. Search through her squares. If you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city. Although they say, "As surely as the Lord lives," still they are swearing falsely. Lord, do not your eyes look for truth? You struck them, but they felt no pain. You crushed them, but they refused correction. They made their faces harder than stone and refused to repent. I thought these are only the poor. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the requirements of their God. So I will go to the leaders and speak to them. Surely they know the way of the Lord, the requirements of their God. But with one accord, they too had broken off the yoke and torn off the bonds. Therefore, a lion from the forest will attack them. A wolf from the desert will ravage them. A leopard will lie in wait near their towns to tear to pieces any who venture out, for their rebellion is great and their backslidings many. Why should I forgive you? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by gods that are not gods. I supplied all their needs, yet they committed adultery and thronged to the houses of prostitutes. They are well-fed, lusty stallions, each neighing for another man's wife. Should I not punish them for this? Declares the Lord. Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Go through her vineyards and ravage them, but do not destroy them completely. Strip off her branches, for these people do not belong to the Lord. The people of Israel and the people of Judah have been utterly unfaithful to me, declares the Lord. They have lied about the Lord. They said, "He will do nothing. No harm will come to us. We will never see sword or famine. The prophets are but wind, and the word is not in them. So let what they say be done to them." Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says. Because the people have spoken these words, I will make my words in your mouth a fire, and these people the wood it consumes. People of Israel, declares the Lord, I am bringing a distant nation against you, an ancient and enduring nation, a people whose language you do not know, whose speech you do not understand. Their quivers are like an open grave. All of them are mighty warriors. They will devour your harvests and food, devour your sons and daughters. They will devour your flocks and herds, devour your vines and fig trees. With the sword, they will destroy the fortified cities in which you trust. Yet even in those days, declares the Lord, I will not destroy you completely. And when the people ask, why has the Lord our God done all this to us? You will tell them, as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your own land, so now you will serve foreigners in a land not your own. Announce this to the descendants of Jacob and proclaim it in Judah. Hear this, you foolish and senseless people who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear. Should you not fear me, declares the Lord? Should you not tremble in my presence? I made the sand a boundary for the sea, an everlasting barrier it cannot cross. The waves may roll, but they cannot prevail. They may roar, but they cannot cross it. But these people have stubborn and rebellious hearts. They have turned aside and gone away. They do not say to themselves, let us fear the Lord our God, who gives autumn and spring rains in season, who assures us of the regular weeks of harvest. Your wrongdoings have kept these away. Your sins have deprived you of good. Among my people are the wicked who lie in wait like men who snare birds, and like those who set traps to catch people. Like cages full of birds, their houses are full of deceit. They have become rich and powerful and have grown fat and sleek. Their evil deeds have no limits. They do not seek justice. They do not promote the case of the fatherless. They do not defend the just cause of the poor. Should I not punish them for this, declares the Lord? Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? A horrible and shocking thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy lies. The priests rule by their own authority, and my people love it this way. But what will you do in the end? Flee for safety, people of Benjamin. Flee from Jerusalem. Sound the trumpet in Tekoa. Raise the signal over Bet Hakkerem, for disaster looms out of the north, even terrible destruction. I will destroy daughter Zion, so beautiful and delicate. Shepherds with their flocks will come against her. They will pitch their tents around her, each tending his own portion. Prepare for battle against her. Arise, let us attack at noon. But alas, the daylight is fading and the shadows of evening grow long. So arise, let us attack at night and destroy her fortresses. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Cut down the trees and build siege ramps against Jerusalem. The city must be punished. It is filled with oppression. As a well pours out its water, so she pours out her wickedness. Violence and destruction resound in her. Her sickness and wounds are ever before me. Take warning, Jerusalem, or I will turn away from you and make your land desolate so no one can live in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Let them glean the remnant of Israel as thoroughly as a vine. Pass your hand over the branches again, like one gathering grapes. To whom can I speak and give warning? Who will listen to me? Their ears are closed, so they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them. They find no pleasure in it. But I am full of the wrath of the Lord, and I cannot hold it in. Pour it out on the children in the street and on the young men gathered together. Both husband and wife will be caught in it. And the old, those weighed down with years. Their houses will be turned over to others, together with their fields and their wives. when I stretch out my hand against those who live in the land, declares the Lord. From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike, all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace. Peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their detestable conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. Colossians 1:18 through 2:7. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard, and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Now I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions, for the sake of his body, which is the church. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. I want you to know how hard I am contending for you, and for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely, Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in the body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Psalm 77. for the director of music for Jeduthun of Asaph, a psalm. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart meditated and my spirit asked, "Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion?" Then I thought, to this I will appeal. The years when the Most High stretched out his right hand, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you and writhed. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The heavens resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Proverbs 24, 23 through 25. These also are sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the guilty, "You are innocent," will be cursed by peoples and denounced by nations. But it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and rich blessing will come on them. Father, we are so humbly grateful to you today for your word, for this opportunity to ingest and interact with the scriptures, ancient, true, abiding, and the way that they touch all of the different aspects of our lives, of our behaviors. They challenge our identity. They challenge our falseness. They confront the evil darkness that we allow to linger within. They show the path to truth. They illuminate the way, and then they let us choose. You have given us the dignity of being able to choose the steps we are going to take, the words we are going to speak, the thoughts we are going to have. And all of those things get to matter, and they do, for good or for evil. We are grateful for your word to direct us. We are grateful for your Holy Spirit to guide us. And so we invite, Holy Spirit, come, we open ourselves utterly and completely. Nothing is off limits to you, utterly and completely. Lead us on the path that leads us to freedom, the path of truth, the path where there is nothing to hide. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is New Eyes in Tennessee, and I'm just reaching out for some prayer. I have really been struggling with emotional regulation as I approach my 50th birthday, and it's really been taking a toll on my marriage, and I really could use some prayer for supernatural intervention. I've done what I know how to do in my flesh in this season of my life, and I'm willing to do more within, you know, the progress that I can make. But, you know, my husband is really hurt. He's been on the receiving end of lots of anger and emotional episodes of mine, and I'm just really wanting to find what the root is and also find a way to just deal with the hormonal changes of being a midlife woman. And I want to be honest and I want to own my poor behavior, but I also really want to find a solution for my body and my mind. And my husband seems to think, you know, I can just talk myself, will myself out of it, like positive thinking almost. And I'm really struggling with that. I'm really struggling with that as a concept. I know that the power of our words is important, but I'm really having a hard time having the language to empower myself out of these hard places. I could use your prayer, family. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Hey, Deb family. I live in Arizona, and the small town that I live in just experienced a really terrible flood. And the community has pulled together, and we've received help from all over the place, and it's been amazing. But I wanted to put out some prayers of thanks for all the help that we have received. And of course, safe travels, they return home. But also for the people in town who've lost loved ones, because there were a few deaths at least. They're still looking, so we don't have a number yet. But I do have one family in mind. Their son, they had to flee their house through a window, and as he was leaving, he cut his arm. It was very deep cut, muscles and nerves. He managed to get the help. They were able to get him to a hospital before they were trapped. And he was lucky enough to get surgery. But I am asking for prayers of healing, because we don't yet know how well his arm will heal, because there's still a chance that he will lose the arm if things go wrong. So we could just really use your prayers. Thank you.
Hi, this is Daughter of Hope in Colorado, and I just heard Lori's request for prayer for her son, Jesse. And I as well have Lyme disease and multiple tick-borne, multiple tick-borne illnesses, along with mast cell. And, you know, when your body is, when you have Lyme disease, your immune system just tanks and everything that your body has in it just resurfaces. It can no longer keep things in check. So I just wanted to pray over Jesse. Abba Father, I just pray that you bring healing, calm, peace into Jesse and his family's life. I pray that you lead them to the right Lyme literate doctors or wellness center. I pray that you just give them the answers and the breakthrough that they are seeking. Lord, this can only come from you. I pray that that Jesse's body just completely heals, whether it be through a doctor or whether it be through a miraculous healing. Lord, just cover them and pour down your spirit on them. And just give him the answers that he needs. We just surrender all of this to you in your mighty name. Amen.
Psalms 147 says, he heals the wounds of the shattered heart. Oh, Melissa from Houston, I know your heart is shattered. I too heard it on the prayer request line. And you know, when we are touched with the same thing, although I lost my mom in 2017, it just brings it right back up. I know how you're hurting. And I can tell you that God truly heals a shattered heart. My mom lived with me for 18 years, and she was such a jewel, raised in the Depression and such a the wind beneath my wings. I just adored her. Had coffee with her every morning and brought dinner to her every night. And when she was gone, she was gone. And yes, it did break my heart. Now I thank God for healing my shattered heart. When I think about my mom, I still miss her immensely, but I rejoice that I had so much love. Not a lot of people get that kind of love, and your mom was no different for you. I pray for you, sister, that you will just, every time you think of her, don't be sorry. Rejoice that you had a mom that you adored and she adored you. God will fix your shattered heart if you crawl up in his lap and let him. I pray all of this for you in Jesus' name. God bless you, sister. Bye-bye.
Hey, Dab Fam. It is Spark. And I wanted to take a moment and ask if you guys wouldn't mind praying for my son. He is going to have his court date next week in Oregon. And, yeah, he's a really good kid. And I'm really hoping this goes well for him. Life was lost. And we're going to navigate this as a family and as followers to give this to other people. So if you wouldn't mind lifting him, I would be so, so grateful. I love y'all, and I don't call in all the time, but y'all are my fam. And God does create angels, and I met a lot of them when I met y'all through the airwaves. So I wanted to bring this before y'all. So thank you. I love y'all.
Hey, this is Heather at Pikes Peak, Boya, Texas, and I want to pray over Christy from Kentucky and also Junk to Treasure. Christy, I heard you. Your beautiful husband is now no longer held by the horrible disease of ALS and is in heaven with our King. I am so sorry for your loss, though. I'm joyful that Tim is in heaven, but I am, you know, we're the ones left behind after our loved ones pass, and we want to be with them and celebrate with them in heaven also. And we're left to pick up the pieces and move on with our lives until we're called to go to heaven. So I pray for you, Christy, that he would just give you peace and perseverance, that he would give you comfort and just blessings and mercy. You're surrounded by a whole community that loves you and lifts you up and really great friends. Please don't isolate yourself or hide out. And I don't think that's in your spirit anyway, but I know sometimes that will happen to even the best of us. So I just lift you up, my sister. And Junk to Treasure, your whole family. Oh, Lord, I lay a blanket of protection over your whole family. All the issues, the baby, the eyesight, the job, still with your one daughter who was hurt at work by someone. Oh, Father God, I just lift this family up. Lord, hear our cries. Hear our cries. Hear the cries of Junk to Treasure over her children, over her family, over herself. Heavenly Father, please rain blessings upon her. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.